In this bulletin, Vladimir Putin defends the conduct of Russian elections over rigging claims. Leaders of the United States, Japan, India and Australia present a united front at their first face-to-face Quad Summit. And in sport, Melbourne breaks a 57-year premiership drought with a thumping win over the Western Bulldogs in the AFL Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Gareth Borum. Russian President Vladimir Putin has defended the conduct of state parliamentary elections, rejecting opposition rigging claims. Official results have given the United Russia Party, loyal to the president, 324 seats in the 450-member Duma, more than the two-thirds majority needed to change the constitution. President Putin has told party leaders in a video conference that the September 19 elections were held openly in accordance with the law and attracted a high voter turnout. For the first time since the 1999 elections, there will be more than four factions in the state of Duma, which also speaks of the democratic nature of electoral rules and procedures, the development of democracy in our country, and the fact that different political forces have a real chance to put themselves forward. But leaders of the Communist Party say the lack of scrutiny during the three-day poll conducted with electronic voting will destroy the people's trust and crash the political system. Kremlin critics pointed to a series of individual elections in Moscow as evidence of the alleged manipulation. In those elections, Kremlin-backed candidates were losing until Monday's results of online voting, which was an option in Moscow and several other regions, apparently shot up suddenly. Leaders of the United States, Japan, India and Australia have met for the first face-to-face Quad Summit, stressing the need for a free and open Indo-Pacific region amid sharing concerns about China and the pandemic. President Joe Biden hosted the leaders of the alliance at the White House for the two-hour meeting. Highlighting the importance of the grouping, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told SBS News in an exclusive interview, Australia should be able to live in safety and security in the region.
And this is a part of the world that is just changing how everything is happening all right around the world. And its future is going to determine all of our futures. And so making sure that Australia and Australians can live safe and secure in a rapidly changing environment is incredibly important, and it's the most important responsibility a Prime Minister has.
Back home now, and key regions in Victoria are waiting to learn their lockdown fate as rising case numbers continue to cause concern. Restrictions will ease on the state's surf coast from tonight, while neighbouring Greater Geelong and the Mitchell Shire are under review. All three regions were put into a seven-day lockdown last week. With another seven cases reported yesterday, Health Minister Martin Foley indicated the Mitchell Shire, just north of Melbourne, was likely to remain in lockdown, with infections only likely to increase.
Because Mitchell Shire does reflect those patterns of how essential workers, particularly links to construction and other sectors, have seen a quite large number of cases proportionately to the rest of regional Victoria. That gives us an opportunity, obviously, to stress that that if you don't have to move across the regional boundaries, then you should not be.
Victoria reported a record 847 new coronavirus infections yesterday and one death, with more than 7,500 active cases now across the state. New South Wales health authorities have expressed concern about the number of people with COVID-19 who have died at home. The state recorded another 11 deaths yesterday and 1,007 new coronavirus infections. Jeremy McAnulty, head of New South Wales Health's COVID-19 response branch, says that 84.7% of residents aged 16 and over had received one vaccine dose, and 57.8% were now fully vaccinated. He urged everyone with even the mildest of symptoms to get tested for the virus.
Sadly, we've seen a number of people who've died with COVID and being at home and diagnosed after they've died. And so I guess it's an important message that we'd like to get out, is that if you have the mildest of symptoms, come forward for testing for COVID. And if your condition deteriorates, call your doctor sooner rather than later, get medical help.
Also yesterday, the Australian Capital Territory recorded 32 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. To sport now, and Melbourne has ended a 57-year premiership drought with a 74-point thrashing of the Western Bulldogs in the AFL Grand Final. The Demons posted a 21-14-140 to 10-6-66 victory in the historic season decider in Perth. Christian Petracca, Clayton Oliver and Bailey Fritch were all influential as the Demons seized control of a seesawing contest late in the third quarter. They piled on 7 unanswered goals, including 4 majors direct from centre bounces, in a 15-minute burst of dominance before the final change. Melbourne star Tom McDonald told 7 News it was a win to be proud of.
Look, I never thought we'd be here, to be honest. You guys belted us for years and years, and we were a rabble, and we finally turned it around and got a club we can be proud of.
Petracca was awarded the Norm Smith Medal for his best on-ground performance. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, shower or two, 20 degrees. Adelaide, sunny, 19. Melbourne, cloud clearing, 16. Partly cloudy in Hobart with a top of 15. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, possible early shower, 18. Newcastle, early shower or two, 19. Brisbane, a shower or two clearing, and 24. Mostly sunny in Cairns with a top of 31. And Darwin, mostly sunny as well, 34. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.